Good morning and welcome to The Morning Dose, everything you need to know before the market opens. Futures are pointing just slightly higher this morning. What's the mood out there?
Cautiously optimistic, I'd say. We're coming off a strong session yesterday where both the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ hit fresh record highs. That was fueled by some good retail sales and jobless claims data. This morning, it feels like the market is just taking a breath.
Just a little pause. So everyone's waiting on the big economic numbers today?
Exactly. We've got housing starts and building permits at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, and then the big one for sentiment, the preliminary University of Michigan consumer sentiment release at 10 a.m. That'll set the tone.
Got it. And what about the macro headlines? Anything moving the needle overnight?
A couple of key things. First, some positive noise on the tariff front. Reports suggest Chinese officials are saying a return to a tariff war isn't necessary after some successful talks. The market loves to hear that.
Any relief on that front is good news. What about the Fed?
This is big. Fed Governor Waller, who is a voting member, basically came out and said he thinks the Fed can cut rates at the July meeting. He seems confident inflation will stay in check. That's putting a nice tailwind behind sentiment.
A dovish signal from a voting member, you can't ask for much more than that before a meeting. I also see some major news out of Washington on crypto. The Genius Act?
Yes, the House passed it 308 to 122. It's a bill aimed at cryptocurrency rules and regulations, and it looks like it's getting signed into law today. This is providing a nice lift for names like Coinbase and other crypto-related stocks this morning.
Okay, let's get to the main event, earnings. It feels like a deluge of reports came through. Who are the big winners?
Oh, there are plenty. 3M, ticker MMM, is the standout. It's gapping up about 2.5% after beating on the top and bottom line and, more importantly, issuing full-year guidance that was above expectations. That's a huge industrial name showing strength.
That is a great sign. Who else? I see a lot of financials reporting.
Yep, the financials look solid. American Express, AXP, beat expectations and reaffirmed its guidance. Charles Schwab, SCHW, also delivered a solid beat. Then you have a string of regional banks, like Regions Financial, RF, all posting good numbers. The market is taking that as a sign of a healthy consumer and a stable financial system.
Okay, so lots of green in the earnings column, but there's always one that bucks the trend. Let's talk about Netflix. It beat expectations and guided higher. So why is it down almost 2% pre-market?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? It looks like a classic sell the news situation. The expectations were just sky high. On top of that, KGI Securities downgraded the stock to neutral from outperform. Even though they have a $1,350 price target, that downgrade is what's grabbing the headlines and weighing on the stock.
I see. So even a great report wasn't good enough? Let's run through some of the other big pre-market movers. I'm seeing Blaze Holdings, BZAI, up 97%. What's going on there?
A massive contract win. They secured a $120 million contract to deliver AI infrastructure across Asia. That's a company-making deal, and the stock is absolutely exploding.
Wow. And on the downside, Black Sky Technology, BKSY, is getting hammered, down over 17%.
That's a direct result of a capital raise. They announced a proposed offering of $125 million in convertible senior notes. The market rarely likes dilution, and the stock is paying the price for it this morning.
Makes sense. Any M&A news catching your eye?
Absolutely. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that Union Pacific is holding talks to acquire Norfolk Southern. That has NSC shares jumping over 4.5%. That would be a massive consolidation in the railroad space if it happens.
A huge deal to watch. Now, let's look at the technical picture. From a trading perspective, what are the key levels you're watching for the S&P 500, the SPY?
The market is really coiled right now. SPY is hovering in a tight range between 628 and 630. It feels like consolidation. I'd watch 628 as the key support level. If we break below that, we could see a quick flush. To the upside, a break above 630 could signal the next leg up.
And you're seeing some caution under the surface, right?
I am. The VXX, which tracks short-term volatility, is ticking up. That tells me traders are buying some protection or hedging their bets ahead of the economic data. At the same time, we're seeing some interesting sector rotation. Money seems to be flowing into energy, the XLE, and financials, the XLF, which suggests some traders are still willing to take on risk in specific areas.
So, to wrap it all up, what's the final thought for traders heading into the opening bell?
The theme is earnings and economic data. We have a positive backdrop with the Fed talk and tariff relief, but the market is in a show-me state. Watch those housing numbers at 8:30. A strong number could push us through resistance. A weak number could see that VXX spike and a test of the 628 support level on the SPY. It's all about the data.
An exciting open ahead. That's all the time we have for today. We'll be back on Monday to break down all the action. Have a great trading day and a fantastic weekend.